Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the concept of prophet or the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the splitting of the moon or the incident of the splitting of the moon, which is often regarded to be a miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said that on the demand of the disbelievers of Mecca, he produced this miracle in order to validate his prophethood. Now, as far as this whole incident is concerned, it is of course mentioned in the Quran, and of course a lot of narratives also relate this incident. Now, as far as these narratives are concerned, the Sahaba, the companions who relate this narrative, there are quite a few. For example, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Hazrat Anas Ibn Malik, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar, Hazrat Huzaifa Ibn Yaman, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Masood, and Hazrat Jubair Ibn Mut'am. So all these companions, they relate this incident. However, as far as witnesses to this incident are concerned, there are only three of them who are witnesses to this whole incident, which is reported to have taken place in the Meccan period of the Prophet's life. And these people are Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood, and Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhum. So these are the three companions who were eyewitnesses to these events, and they have narrated this event from the Prophet. And none of these three narrators say that this incident took place because the disbelievers had demanded from the Prophet to produce a miracle or a sign of his prophethood. The only two narratives which give the impression that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had pointed towards the moon and caused it to split into two and presented as a validation of his own prophethood is a narrative from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, which is recorded by Baihaqi, and it is specified by the scholars of hadith that this narrative is not at all sound. It is not related through sound means. And the other narratives which give the impression that this moon splitting incident was actually a miracle produced by the Prophet is reported by Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. Now we know that Anas bin Malik is not an eyewitness to this event because he was a small child at the time of this event. And as specified by Hafiz ibn Hajar, this is the only group of narratives which is reported by Anas ibn Malik which give the impression that this moon splitting incident was caused as a result of the Prophet pointing towards the moon because the disbelievers had demanded a sign to prove validate his prophethood. So therefore, since he's not an eyewitness to this event, and since other eyewitnesses report something very different, we cannot deduce this fact that this whole incident was presented as a miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, even greater than this is the fact that this whole incident is also mentioned in the Quran, and the Quran explicitly mentioned this incident to be a proof not on the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a proof on the hereafter, on the proof to the fact that the day of judgment can come and this whole system and this whole world will be destroyed. And as a result, in support of this, the moon was split by the Almighty into two so that the disbelievers could see that if this can take place, then this whole world can also be destroyed one day. So it was primarily a sign of the hereafter, a sign to validate the hereafter. And the Quran has clearly pointed to this. So on the basis of this discussion, we can safely say that the moon splitting incident cannot be regarded as a miracle produced by the Prophet simply because the Quran and the rightly reported narratives do not regard it to be so. If the Almighty had willed it to be so, of course we have all the belief that the Almighty had intended that to be a miracle. We would have believed it to be a miracle. But the Almighty never intended to be a miracle of the Prophet Muhammad to validate his prophethood. The Almighty, as is portrayed in the Quran, this whole incident is primarily a validation of the Day of Judgment. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ